Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the Double D's of Dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Hello, lovers. Welcome to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore. Today, we're talking about how to elevate your dating game. I'm going to give you 10 luxurious ideas because you're a successful high-value man and you're going to attract a high-value woman. And what does a high-value woman want? Well, she wants something out of the ordinary. She wants something extraordinary. She also wants to feel that you have listened to her and asked her questions. And in doing so, you're going to plan a date based on this. You're going to plan something and surprise her with an extraordinary, fantastic, exciting date. So let's get started. Date idea number one, sky high romance. Discuss private helicopter tours over your favorite city or a city you want to jet set off to. Now, what does that look like? How is that exciting? Well, number one, it's a little exciting because a little scary, right? You're in the air in a small helicopter and you get to experience being really, really high over the city, not high enough in an airplane, like where you can't really see the bottom, but you can see every building. You can see the landscapes, the water or trees or things that is just, it's a very cool experience to be together and explore this helicopter tour with. Maybe she's a little afraid, so she is kind of putting her head on your shoulder, or you're holding hands, or you're really close together, and you're building these bonds together, and it's exciting, and it's super fun. Share the thrill together, you know, the exclusivity of viewing scenic landscapes from above. Sure. Relax, because you can be a little excited. Why don't you go and have a nightcap somewhere and talk about your experience together. Number two, have a culinary indulgence. Now, what do I mean by that? Maybe she's a foodie. Maybe she's not, but maybe she will be after this. I want you to take her to a Michelin star restaurant. A Michelin star restaurant is a restaurant that is very, very high rated. It goes through a very complicated process. And it basically is the highest service, the highest quality of food, the most beautiful food, the most quality, exquisite tasting food. And this in itself is a plethora of senses. You've got visual experiences. It can look like art. You've got the taste. You've got the smell. And some of the food you can even touch with your hands. So this is such a great experience together. The ambiance, being served, just sitting back and relax and enjoying. And show her how to appreciate fine dining if she has not before. You know, and then in this experience, I always recommend doing the wine tasting if that's something you guys are into, because the wine pairing can be so exquisite that you can never experience this without this actual experience. So if you're looking for very rare wines, this is also a really great opportunity for that. And then in doing so, your conversation can be based around the different foods and tastes, and start asking questions about travel, about hobbies, about, there's so many things you can discuss, but this is such a great experience. And you should, at least if you haven't done this, start now. Another one is an ultimate relaxation. Now, regardless of whether she is a full-time CEO or she is a full-time mom or both, or just the craziness of life that we all experience, the hamster wheel that we're on most of the time, this can just be the ultimate, most beautiful thing. It doesn't matter, but describe the best luxurious spa that you guys have ever wanted to experience together. That could mean couples massages. You could maybe do some mud experiences together, or maybe you just set aside 3 hours for herself so that she can go get a hot stone massage. She can go get a manicure, pedicure, maybe a facial afterwards. Trust me when I tell you, women want to be out of their heads and into their bodies. And if you're trying to have a sexual experience later, this is usually a sure sign to her feeling her body, feeling the senses of relaxation and getting out of the stressful parts of her head. Big game changer here. All right. Next is an artistic connection. I want you to take her to a private art showing, whether it's a small group or it is an exhibit at New York, the Met, or you are in your own city that has a tour of something coming to your city. Go experience this. And it is such a different and deeper connection around conversation. You are stimulating the intellectual part and visual parts, right? You see things. Everybody's experiencing this piece of art in some way. Sometimes it's very moving, makes us feel these emotions that normally we wouldn't experience unless we're really in the depths of looking and trying to understand maybe what the artist was envisioning, or maybe it's envisioning what we see from this piece of art. So this is also a very beautiful experience. It's always nice to have a glass of champagne, walk around. Some experiences don't allow food or drink, but maybe after or before, you can have a little nightcap or a daytime champagne together. Now, another one is a toast to love. What does this mean? Explore the exclusive wine tasting of Napa Valley. Go for a quick full day or a couple 2 days and delve into the romantic aspects of wine tasting and the beautiful vineyard tours. And also, the most amazing food is up in Napa. You've got these world-renowned chefs. You have garden smells and types of foods. Or I had literally the best tomato I've ever eaten was in Napa Valley. It was the ultimate tomato. It was smelled so delicious. It tasted so delicious. And having these experiences together just creates, again, that deeper connection. The nurturing of your relationship together. Positive, beautiful experiences, right? Take pictures. Write about how you felt in this moment. These are all really phenomenal experiences, right? You're learning stuff. It's an educational and bonding experience at the same time. Go give it a try. I know there are actually some in the Northeast too, and actually there's some in Texas, so it doesn't have to be Napa. It can be a local vineyard even, or maybe just something, maybe a bed and breakfast where they have wines at that only one vineyard. So that's also another great example. Another one is a star-studded event or evening. Now, I want to talk about VIP experiences at her favorite artist, musical artist or band. Right? Go splurge, go get that box, go spend money on where you can have food and drinks and listen to music and listen to her sing and smile. And music just gives so much energy in the body. You've got all of these feelings. You're hearing, you're tasting, you're smelling and all of these things. And hopefully you're dancing together. This is just, I love concerts and I love the VIP experience. You can also get backstage passes so that she can take pictures and meet her favorite artist. This is also super exciting and very luxurious. Another star-studded experience would be the top Broadway show. Get the best seats in the house, in the theater, go watch a show together, and then after, go get the playbill signed. That's another amazing experience. So splurge, indulge, and love the experience, because not only is she loving this, but you get to love this. Maybe it's not your favorite, but you get to see the reactions from her. And this, again, is building that bond, right? She knows that you're listening to her. She feels it. She sees it by the way that you are showing her on these experiences. And this is just making her want to be with you even more. Another one is sailing into romance. Go hire and charter a yacht excursion. This can be a 2-hour sunset cruise. It could be a half day on the ocean where you get to see whales and then you watch as the sun comes down. Make sure that you can get them customized, basically. So look for something that you're specifically looking for. It could be a half day, it could be 2 hours. Regardless, say you go on the sunset cruise, you have a glass of champagne, you have some little noshes, some little appetizer bite, you guys have a blanket around you and you're watching the sunset on the water. The water is touching the sun and it's just magical. Make sure you take lots of pictures, and you even ask the crew to take pictures of you too. And there again, there's a moment where you're connecting with nature and with beauty and with each other. And that's bringing you closer and closer together. I love this. Another one is jet set love. Go to Mexico City for the weekend, or that destination that you've always been talking about that you want to go to. Maybe it's Vermont, a drive from New York. I mean, there's so many little moments and little destinations that you can take just to experience something. But make sure you're eating and experiencing local foods and culture. So like, just say it's Mexico City. There's a lot of Michelin star restaurants in Mexico City. There's the pyramids in Mexico City. There's great art. So based on what you've talked about and her interest and your interest, pick a destination and just the pricer with tickets. Tell her what to bring based on the weather that it's going to be and meet her at point A. And you both go together and you get to your destination and experience this. This is truly a fun, phenomenal experience. Another one is culinary creations together. I want you to do a private cooking lesson with a renowned chef. Now, this could be at a kitchen or a restaurant, or it could even be within your home. And it also could be a private chef table. Now, a private chef's table is basically you're in the kitchen with a chef and they're making you your special like menu, it's off the menu. There's whatever they want to cook for you that evening. And you get to watch them. So that's super cool too. But when you are experiencing, again, another type of creation and food, this is also building that experience, building that bond together. I love it. It's so much fun, especially if you have a renowned chef. I've been to a couple private chef's table, and I've also had a chef cook for a bunch of friends for a birthday. And that was just a really fun experience. You know, it's very intimate. You can ask some questions. So yeah, highly recommended. The next one I would recommend is a game of love. Okay, what is this? This is an exclusive private sporting event. So it could mean tickets to the Super Bowl. Could mean your favorite FC team, a game or a boxing match or NBA basketball playoffs. It could be anything that you both want to experience together. Now, I recommend a little bit more higher energy, the better, because when you have events that are, say, slow, like baseball, it can be okay. But having more excitement is going to build more endorphins, and you're going to have a stronger connection that way. So do something fun and exciting and VIP all the way. The experience with a luxury box is you usually get private, like chef carts that come around. You get dessert carts, you get unlimited drinks, and just the whole experience in itself is just ultimate. So do something fun. Like I recommend, like I said, something really phenomenal, like the Super Bowl, especially as that's coming around next week, right? But remember, the investing in high quality, memorable date experiences are only going to build the connections that you long for. It's going to strengthen them if you're in a long-term relationship. It's going to show her that you care, that you value her, that you value yourself, that you're willing to not only financially cover something, but you're paying attention to the things that she loves. Because we get one life. We get one time to experience these things together. And why not when with somebody that you really care about or that you love or that is in your life? And I think I want you to think creatively and prioritize these meaningful connections. What is the most important thing for you? It's our relationships in life. Those are what truly means something to us. That's really what's going to make us grow. So tune in for more insight and enhancing your personal lives and exciting dates. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. I hope you have learned something. And stay tuned for the next episode. It's going to be fun and exciting. And again, nurture those relationships. Get creative. Get down and dirty and have fun. Till next time.
If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and/or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, celestemoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.